Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see me present, but he'll see you just the same.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's that little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And in that book, I was telling you about what some of the things that Randy is going to talk to you about in just a minute. I was telling you about this 3 years ago. Randy Landerneau is here. He's the president of Inventors Rights Advocacy Group, U.S. Inventor. Randy, thanks for being here. Tell us about U.S. Inventor.
Well, you, and by the way, thanks again for having me. U.S. Inventor was basically formed when I and a couple of other individuals basically were fighting to stop a terrible piece of legislation that had passed the House. It was about to fly through the. It passed the House in a landslide. It was terrible. If I told you what it had in it, it would just shock you that this kind of thing could pass. It was about to pass the Senate. I and another inventor went to Washington, D.C., went door-to-door in the Senate, and basically found that everybody had only heard from lobbyists, from big tech lobbyists.
Wow.
And they all thought the bill was good because these lobbyists, let me tell you something, lobbyists are smart. They get paid a ton of money to put together a message that is hard to argue with.
I hate to malign the individuals, but if you've got enough money, you can buy their soul.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that is too often the truth. But let me tell you something, and actually we were able to beat that bill, but with help later. But it was, if it, me and this other guy hadn't been there on the ground 2 weeks after it passed the House, it probably would have passed the Senate. But it got delayed, and it ended up being a big long 2 year fight, and had some allies helping us fight it before it was all over, and we beat it, which was a first time ever for that kind of a bill. But we're fighting now to restore rights that have been totally the rights of inventors have been totally destroyed by earlier legislation. I'm going to get into that in a minute.
Now, folks, I want to make sure people understand. He's using the term inventor, but for the purposes of the big tech companies, it's intellectual property, which means the ability to create, not just to invent a machine, but to write code that can compete with them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you know, you go back in America from the very beginning. You know, a lot of people don't realize our Constitution, the word "right" is only used directly in the Constitution with respect to the rights of inventors and the rights of writers, copyright. The Bill of Rights came later,
mm-hmm.
And what our founders did, they did something totally revolutionary. I mean, obviously, America was revolutionary, but.
Right.
But our patent system was so revolutionary.
It was there from the beginning, as you said. It was there from the beginning.
Oh,
it was fundamental to our Constitution.
Totally fundamental. And the viewpoint. This is the revolutionary concept. In the rest of the world, everything was run by aristocracies. Nobody cared about the little guy. The little guy didn't matter. The common man didn't matter.
That's right.
They were just, you know, no one cared about them, especially not the leaders. And what our founder said, you know what, we're going to say that if you come up with something that's never been done before, that's useful, that's novel, never been done, you can get a patent on it, and you can own it.
And protect
it. And you, no matter who
defend,
you are.
And defend
whether
it.
Whether you're rich or poor, the common person, suddenly the common people in America could actually innovate. I mean, they were, you know, the common person is usually
the innovator.
And
it's what made America
right?
great, but I need you to get to PTAB. Get there quickly as you can.
Okay, So here's the deal. After having this patent system that worked fabulously for 200 years, right, big corporations got together, and big tech was a key part of this. They got together and basically using everything they had, political power, influence, armies of lobbyists, mountains of money, everything you can think of, they got a bill passed called the America Invents Act in 2011. And what it did was it created an easier way to invalidate an existing patent.
Wow.
Okay? And where this matters is prior to this, how do you compete with a huge operation? Well, you know what? If you're innovative enough and you come up with something that's patentable, whether it's software, whether it's a method, whether it's a new product or whatever it is, you're, as a small business, you're trying to innovate some way to be able to compete with the big guys and to grow your
but
own
was that,
small
was that,
idea.
Was that the America Invent Act? Is that what created the PTAB?
Yeah.
What is PTAB?
So
what is PTAB?
Okay, so basically it created this administrative court called the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, which we refer to as the PTAB, okay?
Yeah. Which is a star chamber.
And so
it's now become a star chamber.
Right. Well, what it is, see, but prior to this, if someone wanted to say, hey, you're infringing my patent, they'll say, well, we don't think it's a valid patent. Well, you could fight this out in court.
Right.
That was done in a real court. Where you had
not
a
in the open, not a star chamber.
You're right, and you have a lifetime appointed judge, and you have a lot of due process.
Yeah.
And it's a fair system.
But the PTAB
is
different.
And, in fact, you could do it on... Yeah, the PTAB is an administrative court, and there's no jury. There's no jury. There's no lifetime appointed judge.
How many people have been harmed by the PTAB, do you think?
About 3,000 inventors have had their patents either fully or partially invalidated.
Because the big guys came after them and took them to the PTAB court to try to get them invalidated.
Right, because if it is the easiest way to get to invalidate a patent that you're infringing, right?
Yep.
It is basically of the patents that have gone through that PTAB system, 84% of them, approximately 84%, have been either fully or partially invalidated.
Folks, and this whenever somebody says to you, don't worry about Facebook, there'll be another Facebook, you know, that was once upon a time there was some of the other social media, then Facebook came along. Well, let me ask you a question. Google has...
Yeah, guys, I want to explain what you're talking about.
Hold on, Randy. I got to go to a break here.
Good.
Folks, Google has 90% of the search. Who's going to take that away from them? They've got more power than anybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.